Oh, just less than a week away from some excitement going on over at the Crushers Stadium, Mercy Health Stadium. That is the site for the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. I wish I had a crack of the bat, because the knock it out of the park is the theme that they've got going on this year. And to talk about that with us this morning is Ashley Luke with Sure Tape joining us. Hi, Ashley. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Lots going on. Excited to get the Duct Tape Festival back up and rolling around, right?
We are very excited to finally be back.
Knock it out of the park is the theme for this year. What kind of things are going to tie into that theme? I know in past themes they've had animal themes or space themes. What's the way this is going to be represented this year?
Exactly, yeah. So we're really excited about the new location at Crushers Stadium, and so that's why we have the Knock It Out of the Park theme. And one of the ways that everyone will see that theme come to life is through our larger-than-life duct tape sculptures. So every year we have between 10 and 13 sculptures, and they are larger than you would expect to be made out of duct tape. And so those will all be baseball themed and probably, you know, trusty duck themed as well.
Are those the ones they still come out of Cincinnati? Isn't there like a school down there or somebody that does that? Is that?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So the Art Academy of Cincinnati, they create the sculptures as part of one of their classes, and then they're shipped up here. And there are some really fantastic ones this year. One is a trophy that someone has made that is 18 feet tall. So that gives you kind of a idea of how large these sculptures really are.
Wow. I didn't know they were shipped up here. I guess you take 71 straight up and you'd have some giant ducks.
Yeah.
That's amazing that they're able to bring them. It's always fun. Now, and of course, new location, previously at Veterans Park. So this location, where will those be on display? How is it going to be work? In the park? In the parking lot? What's the situation set up?
So they'll be set up around the Crusher Stadium. So probably on, the main area. But all throughout the stadium. Typically, we do a scavenger hunt of sorts, so I'm assuming we'll have some outside the stadium as well for people to find and take a look at.
We should mention this is coming up Thursday, June 16th, Friday, June 17th, and June 18th. What day is the parade?
The parade is on Saturday, so it starts at 10 a.m., and it begins at Recreation Boulevard, and then we'll end at the Mercy Health Stadium.
So that's the route for the parade this year. So it's all new and different in a sense, right? It's a different location as well, so you kind of have that. Anything you've able to do this year that's maybe different or you can change now that you've kind of have this different location?
Yeah, so we'll still have a lot of the great things that people expect. So we'll have, some great food. We'll have our crafting tent for duct tape. But we do have some really great live music every day. So Thursday we'll have music on the Heritage main stage at 7 p.m., same with Friday, and then Saturday there will be, after the parade, we'll also have some interactive things for the kids with Superheroes to Kids in Ohio, which is an organization that's dedicated to bringing acts of kindness to children in the area and fun photo opportunities, so that'll be on Saturday as well, and then again, more live music and dancing and fun afterwards, and then of course, as in years past, the first 500 visitors each day we'll also receive a free roll of duct tape.
Talking this morning with Sure Tape Representative Ashley Luke all about the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. Knock It Out of the Park is the theme this year. Again, June 16th, 17th, and 18th. So basically this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after this weekend. People can come and enjoy. I know that in the past, duct tape has always been involved in those prom dress things like that. Did that still take place going on? And are we going to be see some designs at all or any kind of representation that way?
We will, yeah. So our second prom contest actually just ended in terms of submissions. So we are kind of looking through those and really excited to kind of announce who the top 10 finalists are. So definitely be on the lookout for those. We have some really great entries this year, which is really exciting.
When you have those kids come in to do some of the different crafts as well, are you going to have a big tent set up somewhere as well? Is that going to be similar? I'm just trying to get
absolutely
the layout of everything.
Yeah, so we will have a crafting tent again with loads of duct tape and people there to kind of help make different crafts. We'll obviously have people making the roses, which are kind of one of our fan favorites. But yeah, so we will have that set up with free tape for, you know, kids and adults alike to be able to make whatever they would like with our duct tape.
Any rides or anything like that this year? I know sometimes that's been set up. I just was trying to see if that.
I know. Unfortunately, this year with COVID and, you know, following the pandemic, booking vendors for these large-scale events has been really challenging due to limited availability and, you know, options and, unfortunately, fewer vendors out there doing this. So this year we won't be able to have any of the rides, but we are still really excited, you know, to bring the festival back at the new location and be able to, you know, bring everybody out in person this year.
Absolutely. These are festivals after, you know, they have momentum and then everything comes to a screeching halt. You kind of have to start it up again and determine who's available to help out and what organizations are a part, as you mentioned. So it's just trying to get back into that mode of having a fun day.
Exactly.
Festival. Again, it's the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. And are people still able to get it as part of the parade, or is that kind of set already?
I believe that the parade is completely set. All so right. We there will be, again, you know, all the floats made out of duct tape. And so those are kind of already built and ready to go. So we'll be really excited to see what everybody comes up with this year, especially since they haven't really been able to do that for the past few years. I think people are really, really excited to kind of show off what they've created.
Right. Any baseball-themed duct tape coming out in regards to this?
Not yet, but we've definitely thought about that. We definitely need to look at some new baseball prints.
Right. Well, it's great to have the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival back. And, of course, it's an event that attracts not only the folks here around Lorain County, but all over Ohio and even from out of state as well. It's a very fun event and very unique event, and we're proud to have it here in Lorain County. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing us and getting us excited about the return to the Duct Tape Festival.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. There you have Ashley Luke, Sure Tape representative, joining us today with all the details for the fun event. You can go to duckbrand.com, or you can look up Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival and get the link to that. Is all that's happening. Again, it's Thursday, June 16th. Friday, June 17th, and Saturday, June 18th.